Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in tonight. We give God the glory, first and all foremost, for his presence being with us, and we wanted to you to join in as we're going to share tonight and change the format a little bit of the program, but we know that it is indeed going to be a blessing. We have a prophetic word that we would like to share with our listening audience tonight. Mother Pat shared it earlier with me, and after prayer, the Holy Spirit shed that this is a time to share this prophetic word. So you're in for a prophetic encounter with one of the ministers and prophets of this time, Minister Joshua Giles of Joshua Giles Ministries. And he is going to share a word with us tonight regarding a prophecy over the forthcoming 2024 year. And I believe that it is a relevant word. I believe that it is a timely word and a prophetic message, and also to a message as the Holy Spirit has orchestrated to share. Indeed, a clarion call, and some of the very things that the Holy Spirit has downloaded in us, Pastor Jasper and I, for New Season Ministries. Pastor Giles was able to share as well. Just wanted you to be able to grasp and hear this prophetic word. It's right at about 45 minutes, so we're going to start the program in prayer. Grab your pencils, papers, Bibles, because you will want to take notes, I assure you, and then we'll get back into as well as allow for the audience to have a moment to be able to comment and share your thoughts regarding this prophetic word. So we're going to allow Pastor Jasper to go ahead and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, and then we're going to get started with our program tonight. Pastor Jasper?
Yes, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you for your holy word unto thank Father, Lord, we pray that you heard the ears, the ear to hear, Father, Lord, to receive what the Holy Spirit is downloading to our hearts and minds on this hour, Father, Lord, in a time such as this. Let thine will be done, Father, Lord. Tune us to hear your voice, Lord, to hear your word, to hear the thing that God said to our hearts and our mind and our spirit, Lord, to do what God calls to do, Father. And we praise, Lord, your holy name, Lord. We thank you for it right now, Father. In Jesus' name, for the prophetic word, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And the title of this message is 2024, Your Game Changer Year. 2024, Your Game Changer Year. And we declare again this prophetic word over the forthcoming year. So tune in. Go ahead, listen, and be blessed. We're going to go ahead and get started. Amen, amen,
amen.
Praise God.
All right. Come on in, everyone. Welcome to Monday Live. It's Monday, and I'm back on here. So I'm giving you an opportunity for the next couple minutes to jump on with me. I know I've been away again for a couple weeks or so, but giving you an opportunity to jump on. I have a word from the Lord concerning the new year, 2024. And if you're just jumping on here, let me know where you're watching from, what city, what state, what country are you tuning in from. And again, I'll give you guys just a moment to jump on for this word that I have for you for 2024, which I believe is going to be a major year for the body of Christ. It's going to be a major year for God's people, and I'm going to be sharing that, unpacking that for the next few minutes. But I'll give you a moment to jump on here. I see you watching all the way from Germany. You're watching from Tennessee. You're on from Indiana. Trinidad is watching. You're watching from Costa Rica is on here. Kenya and Germany, you're on. I see you watching from South Africa. You guys are jumping on from everywhere. Dayton, Ohio, I see you, Rebecca. You're on here. Canada is on. AP Kim, I see you on from Canada. Georgia is watching. Maryland is on here. New Jersey. Come in, everybody. There is a word from the Lord for this year. I had to come on to share this prophetic word for 2024, and I'll give you just a moment to come on. If you're jumping on here, go ahead and hit share if you're watching from Facebook. If you're watching from YouTube, hit subscribe, hit like, tag someone in it, let them know we're on live. I see you on from Italy, you're watching. Again, from South Africa. You're on from Las Vegas. I see you from Texas, Washington, D.C. is where I'm going to be this week. I see you watching. The U.K. is on. Barcelona, Spain, you're watching. So many people from other countries are jumping on here. You're watching from Amsterdam. You're watching from Arkansas. You guys are coming on from everywhere. And I believe that this is the word that you need to hear for this coming year. Now, there's going to be more that I'm sharing along with so many others that the Lord is speaking to concerning 2024, and this is going to be one of those words that I believe is going to give you direction, going to give you clarity, going to give you insight for the new year, and you don't want to miss what the Lord is saying. God's been downloading revelation, knowledge, insight, and instruction for 2024, and that's what we're going to focus on over the next several minutes. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, as you're jumping on here, let me know where you're watching from. What city, what state, what country are you joining in from? And then if you're on from Facebook, hit share. If you're watching from YouTube, hit subscribe, hit like, and then tag someone in it. Let them know this is the word that you need to hear for the coming year. I see you on from Ghana. You're watching from Memphis. You guys are watching from Chicago, from different parts of Texas, you're on here. The Bahamas is on. Houston is on. Miami, Florida is watching. See you on from Louisiana. If you're a leader of a church or organization, post the name of your church. And if I see it up here, I'll give you a shout-out. I see you on from Jerusalem Baptist Church, Philadelphia, you're on here, New York, Detroit, Atlanta. Y'all are on from everywhere. I'm just going to cover it and say you're on here from all over the United States and then around the world. Indiana, I see you. New Jersey, so many of you are jumping on. There is a word from the Lord concerning 2024. New Zion Temple Church, I see you watching. You watching from Seattle, Washington. I see someone that's on here from the Full Gospel Church. Thank you so much for jumping in. Your comments are going pretty fast for me, so I'm trying to catch them as they're going. London is on here. Faith International Harvest in Jamaica. Baltimore, Liberia. Okay, you guys are on from everywhere. And again, if you're just jumping on, if you don't mind, hit the share button if you're watching this from Facebook. If you are watching this from YouTube, hit subscribe, hit like, let others know we are, tag someone in it, let them know that we're live. And there's a word from the Lord for 2024. First, what I want to do is to open in prayer, and then we're going to jump right into this word. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to gather in your presence. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you would be in the midst of this broadcast. If you are not in it, we don't want to be a part of it. So Holy Spirit, we invite you in. We don't want you to just have a role on the program, but Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would steer the direction of this live, that you would speak a word that's going to make impact to the hearts of your people. I give you permission, as always, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to think through my mind, speak through my mouth, whatever it is that you desire to say, let it be said in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, listen, I want to get into this because there's so much that I believe has been going on as we approach the close of 2023. That's right, we've come to the end of 2023. And we're about to step over into a brand new year. Now, of course, anytime we come to the close of a year and we get ready to cross over into a new year, you'll hear many people, of course, giving different cliches and different things that we expect and we desire. What I always endeavor to do is to take time to fast, to pray, to seek the face of God and to consecrate. And I've been praying and fasting and getting in the presence of the Lord for just to spend that time with him and to know his heart. That's my desire, is to know the heart of God. I believe that that's what we all should be doing right now. But the Lord's been just placing in my spirit such a burden for 2024. I mean, such a burden for this year. And he's given me several key words for 2024 that I want to share with you. I know typically we would wait until we get well into December in order to share these kinds of words, but the Lord told me to share it now. I literally shifted things around so that I could come on here to be able to unpack this word and to share what the Holy Spirit has been giving me for 2024. Now, many of you that are on here or that will watch this, you already sense that there is something big, something massive that's going to come in the new year. You've been feeling it. You've been picking it up in the spirit. You've been sensing it because so many of you, the Lord has placed prophetic gifts in you. And then so many of you, because you have relationship with the Father, he will begin to share certain details, certain keys for what's coming. And even if you don't fully understand it, you will begin to pick up some kind of knowing or perception in your spirit. And that's what I believe is going on right now, where there is something massive. There's something big that's coming for 2024. It's going to cause the earth and the world to come back to her knees. It's going to cause America to come to her knees in prayer. What we're going to see unfold in 2024 is going to bring people running back to the church. Now, I want to start with this because I believe that it's urgent. I believe that it is such a clarion call, and it is also a prophetic warning where in the coming year, in 2024, the Lord says this to me, that there's going to be such a massive event and eruption of things that it's going to cause many people to come running back to the church. And many people that are already in the church are going to come running to the altar. And this is going to cause the fear of the Lord to come in the hearts of many people. And so we're going to see many disruptions and shifts that are going to happen in 2024. But I continue to sense something massive that's going to come in the year that's going to cause people to have to pray and to begin to seek the face of the Lord. And people that have not been in that place, people that have drifted away, you're going to see it happen where there's going to be an event that's going to occur, and it's going to drive people back to the church. And so get ready for that. If you are a minister, a pastor, you need to be in a position of prayer, and you also need to be in a place of preparation, because when the harvest gets ready to come, when people come running to the church, we cannot and should not drive them away. We cannot allow our dogma. We cannot allow our own criticism and our own flesh and traditions to get in the way when the Lord is sending a harvest in to his church. And I do believe that there is a harvest that's coming. This harvest is going to be massive. And at the time of one of the greatest periods in 2024 of desperation that's going to drive people back to the church, we cannot push them away. And so this means that we must, with love, embrace them and allow the Holy Spirit to correct and to change them. Allow the Holy Spirit to begin to correct them through discipleship that comes to the church. And this is that's a whole other word for another time, but I want to just put that out there, that I sense that there's something massive that's coming. Now, on the heels of that, I want to share with you from the Word of God. Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 4. I'm going to look at Revelation chapter 4, and if you're just jumping on here, I'm just getting started. I want to be on here for just a few minutes to share with you the word of the Lord for 2024. There's more that I want to unpack with this at a later time, but I have to give you this now because I was prompted by the Lord to get on here and to share this word right now. Revelation chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. And then we're going to jump to Revelation 11 and verse 16. And it says this: immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a great or a throne set in heaven. And one sat on the throne, verse 3 says, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Verse 4 says, around the throne were 24 thrones. Pay attention to this. Around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Let's jump to Revelation 11. This is going to make sense to you in a moment. Revelation 11 and verse 16. It says, and the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God. The 24 elders who sat on the 24 thrones fell on their faces, and they worship God. The number 24 is so significant in Scripture. We see it throughout the book of Revelation. It is a multiple of 12. We understand that 12 is a number of government. I'm going to unpack this prophetically for you, and then I'm going to share the word of the Lord for 2024. And so the number 24 is connected to 12, which is a number of government. It is a number of the 12 tribes of Israel. It represents not only government, but it is a number of perfection. It is a number like 7. It is a number of completion. But the number 24 goes even a step further because it is an exponent. It goes up exponentially, which means it takes the number of 12 and it increases what is there connected to the number 12. And so 24 is so significant, and we find it here in the book of Revelation. We see that in this book, in chapter 4, and also in chapter 11, and in other parts of the book of Revelation, we see that there are 24 thrones that are surrounding the throne of God. And on these 24 thrones, the Bible tells us that there were 24 elders, each of them having crowns of gold. But there's a certain point that at the end of things, that these elders begin to fall on their faces, and they cast down their crowns before the throne of God, and they worshiped him. We have to understand that, number one, the number 24 is a number of consecration and worship. The number 24 is a number of consecration and worship. And what we see there, a picture of the 24 elders falling on their faces and worshiping God, you're going to see something very similar in 2024. And the Lord began to say this to me, that you're going to see a shaking that's going to come at a magnitude where people are going to begin to fall on their faces before God. Now, I want to sit with this for just a moment. I don't have a whole lot of time on here today, but I want to sit with this for just a moment because I want you to understand that we're about to see this new year, we're going to see where the fear of the Lord is going to come back to the church, and the fear of the Lord is going to come back even into the world. And as there are events that are going to erupt as we close out 23 and come into 24, I even saw at the end, as we're closing out the year, coming into the new year, I saw certain shakings and disruptions come. And as we step over into 2024, throughout that year, there are going to be, I see, key events that are going to erupt. But the Lord says to me, it's going to cause people to come back to him, and there are many that are going to fall on their face before the Lord. And it's going to be a representation of repentance. And it's going to be a representation of consecration. It's going to represent even those that are within the body of Christ and even those that are within the church that have drifted away from him right in the church, sitting right on a Sunday morning, but drifted away from the Lord. Many are getting ready to come back. It's going to be a year of the return of the backslider. Hear me by the Spirit. This is going to be a year of the return of the backslider because there is such a deceptive spirit that has been released in the earth right now. You can see it. If you've got any kind of spiritual eyes, you can see that there is a spirit of deception that has been released in the earth. It has begun to infiltrate in every sector of the world. In government, we see it even within the religious sectors. We see it within the entertainment industry, where there is such a demonic agenda, you can't even turn on a TV show without seeing some kind of demonic agenda being pushed. You can't even listen to some music now because there are such demonic frequencies that are being released through sound. And if you have any kind of spiritual connection to the Holy Spirit, you begin to sense that the sound is now off. And there are demonic entities, and there are people that are in high places that either begin to mess with frequencies. They begin to mess with the frequencies and the waves within music to try to shift and manipulate people, and it's happening all around in every system, in every sector. It is called the spirit of this age. There is a demonic force that's been released within this age, and unfortunately, we've also begin to see it come over into the church with strange fire. 2024, don't be shocked as you see the increase of visibility of strange fire within the church, within the religious institution. You're going to see many people that are operating in the spirit of another Jesus. Let me say that again. You're going to see people that are operating in the spirit of another Jesus. It's not going to be the God of the Bible. It's not going to be Yahweh. It's not going to be the true and living God. But there is another spirit that is on the scene right now that is mimicking the things of God, that's mimicking the prophetic with a false prophetic voice. It's mimicking the things that are sacred and the things that are holy and the things that are of God. And it comes with an imitation, something that is false, looks so close that if you're not careful, you would think that it's white, but it's really off-white. If you're not careful, you would actually think that it's God, but it's actually another spirit that is mimicking. And it's going to take the spirit of discernment to be able to pick up what is of God, what is not of God. Because we're in a time now where people are calling that which is true false. And then they're calling the thing that is false true. And it is such a disturbing time because the eyes of many people are blind. The eyes of many people have been blinded. But the Lord says to me that in 2024, there's going to be a mass awakening where deception that's been hidden behind the scenes is going to be uncovered. It's going to be where that spirit of deception that's been there is going to be uncovered, and many people, their eyes are going to begin to see what's really happening in the realm of the spirit. What's really going on within the world, within the body of Christ? And so get ready for this. But the Lord says to me, number one, that 2024, you're going to see a return of the backslider. You're going to see a return of those as the fear of the Lord begins to come within the earth and within the church, that there are people that are going to run back to the altar. There are people that are going to come back to the church, and we need to begin to prepare for this. And I'm telling you this, those of you that have been in church for any length of time, for many years, do not push them away. With your own criticism and your own judgment, let the Holy Spirit correct and judge. Let the Holy Spirit disciple through those that are in position to disciple. Don't push the harvest away, because the harvest is coming. Now, this will also be a year, as I mentioned, of consecration and worship. The number 24 is connected to the 24 elders that surround the throne of God. And they fell down and began to worship him. It represents worship. It represents obedience, consecration, and humility. And so we're going to see a return of humility, where the Lord is going to humble the prideful. Those that have been lifted up in pride are going to be made low. Those that have lifted themselves up on pedestals and on platforms, those that have made themselves into idols before people, you're going to see a toppling down of idols and idolatry. You're going to see this begin to happen, because the Lord is going to begin to release a judgment in that area. Now, the number 24, the next point is that the number 24 is also a number of judgment. It is a number of judgment. Now, when we think of judgment, oftentimes we think of wrath, or we think of God just destroying something. That could be a part of judgment. But when he speaks of judgment, he's speaking of righting the wrongs that have been in place. He's speaking of correcting areas that have been out of place. And so you're going to see this as a year of judgment, where the Lord begins to reign. He already is, but he's going to show forth his justice within the earth, where there has been those things that seem as though there's been no justice, seems as though the wicked have prospered. For some, it's going to look as though people have gotten away with things that they have done that are against the will and the word of God. But the Lord says, I'm going to judge within these areas. You're going to see divine judgment hit. And the Lord's going to begin to correct areas that have been out of place and things that have been wrong. You're also going to see where vindication is going to come within the body of Christ. There are those that have been faithful. They have been walking upright before the Lord, but the enemy has tried to smear your name. The enemy has tried to tear you down with false accusations. The enemy has tried to come in with all kinds of betrayal to make it look as if you are not in right standing with the Lord. But get ready for the vindication of God to hit. There's going to be vindication on every level. This will be a year where you see God's vindication show up through his judgment. How is he going to vindicate? He's going to vindicate by showing that he was with you the entire time. He's going to vindicate by showing that he will reward those that are faithful. He's going to vindicate by showing that even though the attack came, the weapon was formed, but it could not prosper against your life. And so this is only the word for those that have gone through a fiery trial, and it seems as though the wicked have won and prospered. Get ready for the vindication of the Lord to come in your life. I feel this word so strong for many of you that are on here and you're watching this. 2024 is going to be a year of vindication. I want you to post that. Come on. Somebody post that in the comments. 2024 is going to be a year of vindication. You're going to see it as a year of vindication. Now, I want to go a little bit further into this, and I'm going to work with the few minutes that I have left. So I want you to just follow with me. Maybe I'm going to come back on a little bit later and share more on this, but I want to give you these points very quick. Let's look at 1 Chronicles 24. 1 Chronicles 24, verses 1 through 19. I'm not going to read these verses for you, but go and read them in your own time. In 1 Chronicles 24, David begins to come together with Zadok the priest. And he comes together with Zadok, and he also comes together with Ahimelech. And they begin to divide the priesthood into categories. And when they begin to divide the priesthood into categories, they divided the priesthood into 24 categories. Which connects to the number 24. The number 24 is also the number of the priesthood. It is the number of the priesthood. Now, what is the priesthood? When we study the priesthood in Scripture, you find that it's those that that came from the lineage of Aaron, that the Lord had handpicked and chosen to go before the Lord on behalf of the people, to make sacrifices for the people, for their sin, to make yearly sacrifices, and then to make sure that they were an intercessor or a go-between on behalf of the people. And why am I talking about this? Because that is so significant, and it connects to 2024. You're going to see this as a year of the priesthood, where God is placing emphasis. He's going to begin to highlight the priesthood in this year. This represents those that serve in a ministerial capacity. I'm telling you this prophetically, that there is a purifying of the priesthood, where God's getting ready to purify the hands and hearts of those that serve. And those that refuse to be purified and refuse to be consecrated, the Lord's going to begin to move them out of position. But you're going to see the Lord begin to raise up pure ministers. You're going to see the Lord begin to raise up those that have the right motive and the right heart in serving. And so it will be a year of the priesthood. We find now that Zadok was a priest of righteousness. I love studying on Zadok because he was clothed in righteousness. He had this ability to go before the Lord on behalf of the people, but he was able to do it from a pure place. And in Old Testament, when the priests would come in, if they were not right before the Lord, now when they would approach the throne, when they would come before the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies, when they would come before that place, they many times would experience judgment even on themselves, and some of them would be struck down right there if they themselves were not right before the Lord. And so there was such a fear of the Lord and an urgency for holiness that was placed upon the priest. And I believe that the Lord is calling us back to that, and so you're going to see 2024 being highlighted as a year of the priesthood, where the Lord's going to begin to raise up ministers that are going to serve, and they're going to have the right motive, and they're going to have the right heart. And then as it relates to the family, you're going to see the Lord begin to raise up strong men that are believers in the body of Christ. These are going to be those that have the heart of the Father, but they're going to be raised up to protect their families as the priests of our homes. Going to see an anointing that's going to come on husbands, that are going to come on fathers. This anointing is going to come upon men of God that have the right spirit and the right heart, and you're going to be raised up. We're going to stand as priests of our homes, and we're going to guard and to usher the glory of the Lord back into the house, because there's going to be such an emphasis on families in 2024. Hear me by the Spirit. There is going to be such an emphasis placed on families where the Lord says, I'm going to begin to restore families in 2024. You're going to see the Lord begin to put in place things that have been missing in families. You're going to see the Lord begin to put things back in their proper order. The enemy's agenda has been to tear family down. The enemy has had an agenda to tear families down, to come and to bring perversion into families, to come and to bring chaos into families. And many of you have been fighting battles and wars that you saying, what is this that I'm dealing with? Why has there been such an attack against my family? Why has there been such an attack against my bloodline? But I want you to hear the word of the Lord that 2024, there's going to be an anointing that's going to be released on families, on the priest of the home, that's going to run down to the rest of the family. And the Lord says you're going to see demonic strongholds broken off of families, and deliverance is going to come. I see mass deliverance coming to families. I see mass deliverance coming to bloodlines. Some of you have been fighting battles in the blood. You've been dealing with warfare in your blood. It's not even something that you did, but it comes from your family line. And the blood is so powerful. In my studies, when I got my degree in psychology, one of the degrees that I have is in psychology. I had to go through many classes, Christian psychology. Let me make the difference there, because there's so many schools of thought and so much perversion has entered the psychology realm. But when I began to study Christian psychology, one of the classes that we had to sit through, and I began to learn so much, was a class on epigenetics. And the Lord began to speak so much to me in this. I actually wrote an entire chapter on this in Mantle for Greatness in my new book. It deals with epigenetics. And what I learned is that when there is trauma that happens in a generation, and we see this backed up by Scripture, whenever there is trauma that happens in a generation, that trauma can be passed down from one generation to another. without any notice, you can be battling something that came from generations before you. And so we begin to study those that went through the Holocaust. And even though they survived it, many of them that survived it, two generations later, they found that in their grandchildren that there were autoimmune diseases and certain kind of diseases that were popping up in their bodies, the bodies of the grandchildren. Even though their grandchildren had not gone through the suffering, their grandchildren had not endured many of the things that they endured in generations before, but the trauma of it was so severe that it was passed down through the blood. We see the same thing with those of us that are African American, and our ancestors went through such hardship, and they had to endure such painful trauma that much of that trauma, if it was allowed to, was passed down through the blood. And it's possible that you're warring and waging warfare against entities and strongholds and demonic powers that you yourself did not engage in. You yourself did not have to do anything for that trauma to come, but it just showed up in your life. And the Lord said to me that in 2024, we're getting ready to see the Lord break the yoke off of bloodlines. He's going to break and destroy the yoke off of entire family lines where the enemy's been fighting you so hard, because he knows that there is a great destiny for your family. I want you to hear this. There is such a call and an assignment for your family that the enemy's been warring against it, but there is an anointing to break the curse off of bloodline. Some of you have been dealing with chronic infirmity and sickness and disease, and you're saying, God, I don't even know where this is coming from. But in the study of epigenetics, it can lie dormant in the blood, and a trial can come in your life and flip it on like a switch. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, what was hidden in the blood for many years becomes active in the blood. But this is why we received the blood transfusion when we came to Christ. The blood of Christ, it covers any kind of thing that has tried to come through your bloodline. And so 2024 is going to be a year where the Lord's about to move on families. I'm telling you this. I want you to claim it for your own family right now. I want you to just call out the name of your family. Just call the name of your family out and decree that this is going to be the year that my family is going to see salvation, deliverance. We're going to see the Lord heal and put back together. It's going to be so groundbreaking in this year. I sense that that is the word of the Lord. Now, I got to move because my time on here is just about up. Let me give you this last couple of points. 24 is also connected to 1 Kings chapter 15. In 1 Kings chapter 15, there was a king by the name of Baasha. This king ruled over Israel, but this was a very wicked king. Like many of the kings that ruled over Israel, this was a very wicked king. This king was in a position of rulership, but his name literally means to stink, because what he would do and how he defiled himself before the Lord would send a stinking smell before the Father. And so he reigned and was in position officially for 24 years. He actually sat on the throne for 23 years, but when he got to the 24th year, he was removed. Now, I want you to hear me by the Spirit when I say this, that 2024 is going to represent a year of removal of stinking things, those things that have ruled and been in position for a long time. They have sat on the throne of your heart. They have sat in positions within your community. The Lord says you're going to see a toppling down of the thing that has oppressed your life. 2024 is going to represent, even on a governmental level, it's going to represent the removal of things that have been in place, but the Lord says it's wicked. The heart of that thing has been wicked. I'm now going to pull it down, and I'm going to put another in its place. Now, when we read 1 Kings chapter 15, we find that even though Baasha was taken out of the position of king, there was another king that only served for 2 years, and he was also wicked, but then the Lord replaced him with a righteous king. And I believe that we're going to see a replacement year where the Lord's getting ready to replace. There are some that have served in key positions where the Lord says, I'm going to remove the wicked and I'm going to replace with righteousness. I'm going to remove the one that sat in the position on that job, in that company, in that community, in that government sector. I'm going to remove the one that has been wicked in their motive and in their desire, and I'm going to now begin to replace it with righteousness. And so 2024 represents the end of a cycle. Understand that as we approach this new year, When we come into 2024, it's going to represent the end of a cycle. Demonic cycles are going to break. I hear that so strong in the spirit that demonic cycles are going to break. They will be broken by the power of Jesus Christ. Now, there are about 7,000 to 8,000 of you watching me across multiple platforms live right now, and many thousands more that could watch this replay. And I want you to take this word of the Lord for your life, that the demonic cycle is going to break. Wherever there's been a demonic cycle in your life, 2024 represents the expiration date. You must understand that everything, every demonic attack, every demonic cycle has an expiration date. And it can only operate within the time frame that God allows it to. And once it passes or comes up to the end of that time frame, it is now operating illegally. And there are some demonic entities, there are some attacks, there are some cycles that you've gone through that are now operating illegally in your life. They have trespassed their time. When we see this with Goliath, the Bible says that he taunted Israel for a period of 40 days that represented half of a season, that represented a cycle. That after the 40-day period, that 40-day mark was done, then the Lord anointed a David. He raised him up to take down that giant. And so I'm telling you this because when the enemy reaches his expiration date in your life, when that attack has trespassed the time frame, it is now operating illegally, and an anointing, a Davidic anointing, comes on you to be able to break the cycle and to take that thing down. And that's what you're going to see in this year, where there is a Davidic anointing that's going to couple with a Zadok anointing. That's the priesthood that comes together. I mentioned this earlier in 1 Chronicles 24, that David came together with Zadok. And then they begin to put the priesthood into 24 categories. And it represented a reordering of the priesthood. It represented a purifying of things. It represented the end of an old cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. And so you're going to see that with 2024. It will be the end of the old, but it's going to be the beginning of a new thing. And I need you to take this word right now for your life, that whatever has been fighting against you has just reached its expiration date. Whatever the enemy sent against your life, it has expired. The time is up. The season of that thing is over. It can no longer operate in your life. It has no more authority to operate in your life, but you're about to take your authority back. You're about to strip the enemy of the authority that he thought he had, and you're about to come back to your authority in Christ, and you're going to put an end to the cycle. You're going to see an end come to that very thing that the enemy tried to release in your life. I'm telling you that the cycle is broken. Somebody post that in the comments. The cycle is broken, and I end with this. I got to close this out. I'm ending with this. The Lord said this to me, and I've been saying this for the past several weeks, and I'm going to continue to say it. The Lord began to say this to me, that 2024 is your game changer year. 2024 is going to be a game changer. If you've ever been to, I went to the Super Bowl not too long ago, a couple years ago, and when I was there, there was a point that the game was going in a certain direction, and all of a sudden it shifted. There was something that happened that caused things to shift and change. In that moment, it was really a game changer. Something happened, and it caused things to go in the opposite direction of what we thought they were going to go in. And I'm telling you this right now, that many of you are in a place right now where 2023 has been going a certain way for you. But the moment you step over into the new year, the new place, the moment you step over into 2024, you're getting ready to see a game changer. Everything is getting ready to shift. The Lord said this to me, that many are getting ready to create and build within this year. It is going to be a year of massive vision, where the thing that the Lord placed within your spirit, the thing that you have held in your heart, that you've been believing the Lord for, within 2024, you are going to see the manifestation of it. You're going to build it. You're going to begin to experience that thing. And so this is going to be a time from now until the end of 2023. It is time for you to dream, to envision. What has the Lord showed you? Write it down. What did he place in your heart? What did he speak to you? What promise did he give you? This is where you begin to go into your prayer chamber. You pull out your journal and you begin to write the words of the Lord down, and you cannot let them go. Yes, there's warfare against them. Yes, the enemy is warring against the word, but you cannot let that word go. it will come to pass. Amen. War over that word. Fight prophetically with that word, and you're going to see it manifest within 2024. And so you're going to see vision is going to be highlighted within this year. There are things that people would never expect that are about to happen for you. There are things that many of you are saying, God, you're going to say, I didn't even expect this to happen, but the Lord's going to bring it to pass for your life. This will be your game changer year. It's going to be a game-changing year for you. It's going to be a year, I believe prophetically, that shifts everything in your life. Some of you have been incubating things in your spirit. You've been carrying the words of the Lord in your heart. You've been just sitting with those words and praying over those words and pushing in the natural, doing everything that you know to do. But when the Lord begins to put his super with your natural, he'll cause a resurrection of what looked like was dead in your life. And so get ready for 2024 to be a year where the vision that God placed within you for this specific time, that segment of the vision is getting ready to come alive in 2024. So you must begin to create. You have to begin to build. If the Lord's placed something in your heart, don't sit on it in this year. This will be the year that God places a wind in your back. It's going to be the year that the Lord accelerates you. He's going to accelerate the works of your hands, and you will build it. What would have taken you so many years to do, you will accomplish by the grace of God. In a 12-month period, it will be your year. Now, listen, I'm going to be entering into a time of corporate fasting. My team and I, we've already been doing fasting as we close out the year, but I'm going to be entering into a time of corporate fasting and prayer. And I want you, those of you that feel compelled, if you're not fasting with a particular church, I want you to join in with the time of fasting. God told me to enter into the new year with it. And so, of course, now, we're going to come in with consecration on December the 31st. I'm going to be live and in person for our New Year's service. And so those of you that want to join us, if you can come in person, get to Minneapolis and join us. It's going to be at the Hilton Hotel in Bloomington, Minnesota, which is right near the airport, on December 31st. And we're going to enter into the new year with consecration. I'm going to be sharing the word of the Lord, and I'm going to be praying prophetically over each and every person that is in that building, and we're going to stream it live to you. So I don't want you to miss out on that. But then we also have this week, I'm in D.C. for our Kingdom Government Summit. And some of you have been asking, can you join in virtually? Yes, you can. I know that it's filled up in person, but if you want to join in virtually, you can do that by going to the website. Now, I wanted to announce this. We are doing something special. We know that this was a holiday weekend, and we had Black Friday, and then they're calling this Cyber Monday. So for those of you that want to be a part of our Mantle Gathering in Atlanta next year, that's going to be July 10th through the 13th at the State Farm Arena. Thousands of us are gathering to seek the face of the Lord. So many thousands have already registered. I don't want you to miss that. We've been praying, speaking the word of the Lord over this event for 2024. I believe it's going to be a game-changer event. It's positioned in the middle of the year because it's going to be a midpoint game-changer that's going to happen. And so if you want to be a part, you can register today, and you're going to get 20% off. But that's today. I've allowed the Black Friday sale that we were doing for that registration to continue on, and it's going to be over after today. So you can go to joshuagiles.com, click on Mantle 24, which is our Mantle conference, and at checkout, put in the code Black Friday. Even though I know Black Friday is over, we've allowed that to extend just for you. It's going to be here today. You can register for any part of that. You're going to receive 20% off just to make sure that you're there. The registration is so low. The cost is already very low because we want to make sure everybody can come in that wants to be a part of our Mantle 2024 gathering July 10th through the 13th at the State Farm Arena. And I believe it's going to be groundbreaking. It's going to be one of those events where we seek the face of the Lord. And then for those of you that have not gotten your book, Mantle for Greatness, get it. And if you've been reading it, so many testimonies have come in. If you could do me a favor, go to Amazon and write a review. If you've enjoyed it, give it 5 stars, write a review, and give your testimony and let people know how it's been a blessing to you, if this book has been a blessing to your life. And so thank you again so much for everybody that tuned in. I got to get ready to jump off here, but I pray the blessing of the Lord come upon your life. I pray, Father, that you would release an anointing to bring down any idols, to break demonic cycles, Father. I pray that there would be a priesthood anointing released upon your people, a Davidic and a Zadok anointing coming together so that, Father, we would begin to put things into right order. Father, I'm decreeing that this 2024 is going to be our game-changer year. It's going to be a time where we return back to the altar, where we come back to you with all our hearts. It's going to be a year and a time where we build, where the vision that you placed in us comes alive. I pray that you would anoint us for it, release double grace on us to accomplish it. In Jesus' name, it is so. Listen, if you were blessed by this word, and there's more I want to share, I'm going to come back on probably on next Monday. And so typically I'm on every Monday. If you were blessed by this word and you're on Facebook, hit share. Share it with somebody there. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe and tag someone in it. Share it on your pages and let them know this year is not an ordinary year. 2024 is going to be a game changer for you. I'll catch you.
Amen, 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 and amen. We give God the glory. And it's all that agree. Shout amen, 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 and amen. This word, and I'm going to give the audience an opportunity to share your thoughts. This word had to be released. And as I sit here and I look at the monitor of those of you that are a part of this audience, know this, that God is not just mere coincidence. This is a word that I'm sure that has resonated in your spirit. The Lord had just shared with us early on. It's been weeks that we've been talking about also that which is forthcoming for the 2024 year, that there is something massive coming that, yes, indeed, will drive the people back to the presence of God, that will send them running back to the church. And that's why we must be prepared. We must be prepared in order to receive the harvest that God is going to bring in, because there will those that will be coming, that will be coming, that will be wounded, that will be hurting, and that there will seek the presence of God. And those of you that are on the line tonight are those that God has called as leaders in the kingdom of God. And hear me when I say, this word is for you. It is not just mere coincidence that God has called you to be able to receive this prophetic word this evening. So if you would like to comment, if you have something that is that's in your spirit that you would like to share as a result of hearing this word this evening, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would like to hear from you. I want to also thank Mother Pat Gallo for sharing the connection with Joshua Giles Ministries. Also, if you have not gotten his book, Mantle for Greatness, reach out and order it on Amazon. It is a powerful, powerful word by the grace of God. Mother Pat, I'm going to go ahead and bring you in. Praise God. And any others that would like to share, hallelujah, in this prophetic word. Good evening, Mother Pat.
Good evening. Good evening, my sisters and my brothers. I just thank God for that word. I mean, I've been just bathing in that prophetic word. Because my spirit agreed with what he was saying. And mainly with family. Family is my biggest thing, because we all got somebody that is not walking the way of God to have an assurance of knowing that when all is over with, where they will spend eternity. And that bears witness with my spirit. Now, the other thing that bears witness with me is that I've heard him speak before, plus other prophets, was talking about the thing that's going to come as an epidemic. We all just went through 3 years ago of COVID. There's an epidemic, sisters and brothers, that is coming, and I believe with my spirit, because you hear tricklings of this thing that's going on. And so what it is, so what I understand, it is a bacteria that's going to hit and it's going to be like a flesh-eating bacteria. Being a nurse, I say to prepare yourself not to live in fear, because God's going to take care of his children. You don't have to worry about that. But don't be like the foolish bride. Five was ready and five wasn't. Prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. Get things that you know. If you get a cut, you don't know if that cut has a bacteria in it or the surface that you touch. Get you your antibiotic ointment, your alcohol, your peroxide, and your hand sanitizer and bandages. That's from the nurse side. But also prepare in your prayer, because God's going to expedite the answer to our prayers. We've been crying out for our loved ones. We've been crying out for people to get saved and come into the kingdom. This is the time that, Josh was saying, consecrate ourselves, fast and pray, and set back. And I say set back, but I don't mean literally set back. What I mean is watch and see the move of God. But we have to prepare ourselves. We got to go out like he was talking about discipleship. What I told y'all, I mean, some of y'all heard me. It's time for us to go fishing. Time to go fishing. Just like Jesus made them fishermen of men. That's what we are. We are fishermen for souls to come in. So I don't want to just take all the time, but I just thank God for that word. I thank God. And you think about this scripture where it says you receive a prophet's reward when you believe that prophet. And he has a good track rating. Very good.
Yes. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Yes. As Mother Pat was sharing and as Minister Giles shared as well, especially where the family is concerned, the enemy has really been launching his attack against the family. And with that, that's one of the areas that he spoke of, that we must continue to be in prayer for our families and declare and decree the blood, to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our families, and to declare and decree that in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed will prosper, speaking the blood of Jesus for and declaring deliverance at every level where our family is concerned. Because as he shared, yes, there is a warring that's going on. But he also shared that there is an expiration date to praise God. And so we just give God again the praise, honor, and glory. And even where Mother Pat was talking about the what's coming forth with this other epidemic, and that is so, and pandemic, that is so true. And in order for us to be prepared, yes, definitely prepare also in the physical by gathering together those things. It was like COVID was a foreshadowing. Gather together those things that are needed, but also we must continue to be in prayer through fasting, through prayer as well. Also, caller number 5434, I believe that is Pastor Danette, praise God. Can you hear us?
Amen. Yes. God bless you.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, praise God. I was glad to be on the line, too, to listen to it for the second time as well. Well, I just wanted to share a word that the Lord had gave me on November the 16th, 2023 at 4:46 a.m. The Lord said, there is an urgency that will come over the body of Christ to pray. It will be like a woman that is ready to give birth. It can't and it won't be stopped.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, all right, now.
So just it goes right along with what Joshua Giles was talking about as well.
Amen.
So God doesn't just start giving the word. You start giving to various people. So when I heard that word on today, it was just like a confirmation. So I just want to just give God the praise and the honor to be able to hear. And that's going to be very important for us to go into our prayer closets and to pray. The beginning of this year, 2023, the Lord said, I want you to draw nigh unto me and share that with your church. And so that's what I did. And that's the key thing is we have to continue to draw nigh unto God because he does want to speak to us. We need to get our marching orders and get our directions so that we can be prepared and be ready to rock and roll.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I completely and totally agree. And again, this is this message and what the Holy Spirit has already been downloading and those that have an ear to hear. This message is not anything new. It, again, is but confirmation of what the Holy Spirit is already saying. Now, hear this. There will be those that do not have an ear to hear. There should be so many more people that would have been on the line tonight. However, this again is a foreshadowing and a reflection of when the Holy Spirit speaks. There are those that will hear. There are those that will turn a deaf ear. But nevertheless, we have to continue to press forward in the things of God. We have to continue to share the word. We have to continue to declare the word of God because we must be prepared. Get ready. And with that, as you were just sharing, Pastor Danette, when you were talking about that there's a sense of urgency. It's not to be an opportunity for the enemy to allow fear to come in, but there is a sense of urgency. And why? Because Jesus Christ is soon to come back and soon to return. All of these things must come to pass. The word of God says when these things begin to unfold and happen, don't let it come or react as if something that, wow, what's going on? God's word, if you delve into it, you already know what's going on. The Holy Spirit is already trying to get those that have an ear to be ready to go and to be prepared. So this is but one opportunity for the Lord to that as he is speaking. Pastor Jasper.
Yes, and Jesus said that his sheep would know his voice through the word of God,
Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit. He said his sheep would know his voice. And he crying out to the flock. He crying out to his people to be prepared and be ready, you know, and to have spiritual discernment and just so times such as this,
Amen.
Wisdom of God in your
Amen.
Life.
Amen. Praise God. Is there another before we get ready to close out tonight? Anyone else that would like to share? Praise God. We thank God for Mother Pat again sharing this information with us. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit and declaring that hear me when I say we don't make light or lightly change the format of what God has ordained us to do. But when the Holy Spirit, yes, and this was one of those times that the Holy Spirit said, this word must be gotten out. And so I thank God and give God all the praise. We thank God and give God all the praise. We thank God for you tuning in. And again, if there's anyone that's on the line tonight that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, why don't you give your life to him tonight? Praise God. Romans 10:9-10 makes it so plain that if you just simply confess with your mouth that you're a sinner and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he came, lived, died, and was resurrected for your sins and mine, and then you ask him into your heart and ask him to forgive you and repent of your sins, he will come in and sup with you, and we welcome you. You will be a part of the body of Christ.
Christ, and we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. We give God again all the praise, honor, and glory. I pray that this word and this message was a blessing to you. Go forth this week and share the word of God with someone. Also, let me remind you, we just rolled out. I know that many of you received the information about our partnership program with the ministry. If the Lord moves on your heart to be a part of that, even with a one-time donation or a monthly partnership, we need your help. We welcome you as well, and thank you for your support. Go forth this week. Have a powerful week in the Lord, and to God be all the glory. Have a great evening, and we love you. Take care.
God bless.
God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, have me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken.
Where I've been
weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 Awesome. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
valley.
Hide me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.